Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Did the Oscars just shade Angela Bassett again?
Also, Hollywood's Walk of Fame's class for 2024 has been revealed.
Ooh, and I heard a Braxton was nominated, okay? Also, Kevin Federline is clapping back at rumors that he's moving to get more child support.
Welcome to Dish Nation!
Yay!
Okay, Tamar, so girl, I heard Cardi B, honey, is on Twitter. I mean, this girl's acting up.
Yeah! Baby, Cardi B is not here for the cheating accusations.
Oh.
Okay, y'all, she let her hubby Offset have it after he accused her of cheating on him with another man.
Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm.
So in a since-deleted post, he wrote, "My wife sexing the dude on me. Gang, y'all know how I come." Well, Cardi was not too happy about this post and lashed out on Twitter Spaces, denying the claims and saying even if she wanted to cheat on Offset, it is next to impossible because she's just too famous and it would get out to the public.
Yep.
Point. Now, it's not clear where the couple's marriage currently stands, but it's not looking too good, y'all.
Y'all think she cheated?
No. I mean, like, that's what she's supposed to say. Like, I wouldn't cheat.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to
say.
And dudes aren't as reckless at the mouth as women are.
But the thing is, though, Cardi B was right. Y'all be, come on now.
It's the truth.
Yeah, a woman is not about to, honey, sit there and cheat with a damn man, knowing how famous she is.
She would leave first.
I think she should.
Men are talking more than women now this year anyway.
Well, it depends on what kind of men
you
talk about.
These
we talk about men or men.
No, these
more.
Men are the mouth of
Thank
the
you.
South.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Like, who was the last notable dude that like had sex with somebody notable and blabbed their mouth?
Exactly.
All the bastards in the barbershop.
they tell everything.
Look at Smokey Robinson. It wasn't Smokey Robinson talking about how he popped
Diana Ross.
Ross.
How dare he?
Yeah, he was trying to promote an album. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he had orgasms.
Gasms. He had gasms. All right, y'all. Well, an Academy Award will finally be engraved with Angela Bassett's name. It was announced yesterday that Angela will be given an honorary Oscar at this year's Governor's Awards alongside comedy legend Mel Brooks. Now, Angela was nominated for the Best Supporting Actress statue this year. However, she lost to Jamie Lee Curtis, and Angela appeared less than thrilled and seemingly didn't even stand up to clap. That's allegedly. Do you think this is to make up for that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. First of all.
Because they tried it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, and I love me some Jamie Lee Curtis, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, baby, it was not her time that night, and that was not fair.
But you know what? With Angela Bassett, to me, it's a sympathy award.
Yeah,
it's
seriously.
A sympathy award, girl, here, honey.
Yeah, we sorry. We sorry.
Exactly.
Well, y'all know she not dead. She can make another movie and get nominated.
It's a lot of pressure to jump over the Grand Canyon on foot all those times. Like, every time she step in front of a camera, she do that damn thing.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, who's to know she's going to get another script that is Oscar-worthy?
Exactly. Especially right now, there's a writer. Strike, like, what are we doing?
Mm. Well, Gary, how do you think the acceptance speech should be when she gets the award?
Oh, I would get up there and say, you know what? I was waiting to exhale for this award. Beautiful, and I just thank you all so much. I want to thank the Academy. I want to thank my parents for letting me know that no matter how hard I work, you will still be honored.
Wow.
Thank you so much, and I want you all to have a great day.
You know what? Not a great day.
Well, moving on, the Hollywood Walk of Fame's class of 2024 has been revealed, and amongst the 31 stars being honored, we got Brandy.
Ew.
And someone very close to our Dish Nation family, Toni Braxton.
Hey. Tony.
Also, the late Chadwick Boseman will be posthumously inducted, as well as Ain't Nobody Coming to See You, Otis, the legendary Otis Redding.
And the list goes on for other names to be honored, like Dr. Dre, Kerry Washington, Cheryl Lee Ralph, Gwen Stefani, and more.
Oh, wow, that's so cool.
Yeah. How do you feel about the family I'm getting inducted?
Well, you know, I didn't know until now. It's like two of my family members.
Yep.
So Tony is, of course, my sister. But did y'all know, it's a fun fact, Otis Redding is a distant cousin of mine.
Really?
Oh. I didn't even think we knew that yesterday, because when it came out, we was all together yesterday. And now I got to go back and...
Oh, wow. You're legendary.
Oh, you sat on the dock of the bay for a while.
Yes, indeed. Yeah. But, you know, really, the truth is, I'm so happy for Tony. I mean, this is a long time coming. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so she deserves it, and I'm so, so proud of her.
Well, do you think they did a GoFundMe to get the money together? Because, you know, you got to collect money for those awards.
GoFundMe for who?
For all of them. Tony, y'all didn't do a GoFundMe where you can collect the money?
No, baby, we don't do a GoFundMe. For what?
You know, Tamar, they collect money. People give money.
You do have to pay for your star.
You have
to pay for your star.
Yeah.
But you also have to get the nomination as well. Hello?
Well,
okay,
yeah.
You just can't go drop a check like some of these folks do. Okay.
Yeah, like sometimes
I was going to say, it's been a lot of people who got stars, and I'm like, what sky
That's
was
a lot
your
of
star
who
in?
Getting opportunities, and they just dropping checks,
yeah,
girl.
Yeah.
So it won't be no kind of discrepancy. This is Tony V. Braxton, living legend, okay?
Come on now.
This is not somebody who needs to drop a check to get a star, okay?
Hello.
A Hollywood star.
This is Tony who waited seven whole days, honey.
Okay. Y'all better get it together. Don't play in my face.
Yes, honey.
I ain't going to be so nice like Angela.
Okay. Y'all, is Kevin Federline out here being money hungry? Well, reportedly, K-Fed is moving to Hawaii with his two sons that he shares with Britney Spears. And supposedly, Britney is okay with the move.
What?
But some Britney fans are claiming he's moving to collect more coinage. Mm. This is because in Hawaii, the child support law is that you gotta cut those checks until your child is 23 years old.
Oh.
If they are fully enrolled in an accredited college or vocational school. The boys are 16 and 17 now, so y'all heard me when I said that this is all hearsay, but leave it to the paps to pull up on Kevin and ask him about the move, and he had this to say.
A lot of people say a lot of stupid things.
Y'all, he makes my weave itch so bad.
Like, I believe it.
What is he talking about?
I believe he would move to Hawaii for the...
Absolutely.
Well, he said his girl got a job in Hawaii, right?
Yeah.
He's the most successful baby daddy of all time.
I mean, come on,
put somebody in a Hall of Fame and make a statue for a dude. It's him.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, why don't he just get the kids back to Britney
right.
at this point?
Get the kids back.
Well, Britney's a kid at this point.
Would you let Britney watch those kids?
I would let Britney watch her kids.
Is he only getting child support from her? What about Shar Jackson? Is she on child support too?
Nah.
Hello?
Oh, okay.
Well, baby, the checks may lie.
If LeRoy can get that kind of money and move to Hawaii, baby, it'll be a lot of your cousins in Hawaii.
All right, now our sister, Jessie Wu, graced the BET Awards with her presence this year. And it looks like you had a blast, yo.
I had a good time, man. I covered the red carpet for iOne Digital, which is under TV One. It was great. I mean, the red carpet was lit. I had me a good old ghetto time. I'm sorry. I see so many people were trying to drag the awards. It was fun. I had a good ghetto time.
It looked
time.
Fun on TV.
Yeah, I had a good time.
You was over there being a hood rat.
I was being a hood rat. And get my check at the same time.
Hello.
Hey.
What is this about you and Trick Daddy?
Okay.
Now, baby, they said you and Trick Daddy, and I saw, honey, that, you know, okay, you were with Spice, right, honey? And Trick, baby, popped up in the camera just talking crazy. Baby.
Jessie, outside with the Trick
Daddy. So, baby, y'all got a baby together, honey?
You didn't know? Me and Trick have been in a relationship for years.
Oh.
What kind of relationship?
We having relations. Mm. I'm just kidding. Y'all know I know Trick. I'm from Miami. You know, I was on one season of Love & Hip Hop, so these are like my Love & Hip Hop fans.
Oh, Jessie, we would believe, like...
You would
not,
believe if I popped up with Trick?
There's not much that I wouldn't believe.
Oh, wow.
First and foremost, though, I'm really, really good friends with Joy, who's been his wife for years, so I would never, ever do that. But I was outside with Trick. Trick had us outside all night that night. We had a good time. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, Krishan came and hijacked our table with the baddie, the Zeus people.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in our section. Then, like, Boozy was right there. So they was twerking with Boozy.
How pregnant was Krishan?
Very pregnant. I'm like, what's going on? Why is she in the club?
Pregnant like that.
Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm seeing the umbilical cord literally, like, hanging out, and she just twerking. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, my goodness, I know that child is in there. Like,
that's that Baltimore behavior, child.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, y'all, coming up, Jennifer Lawrence says she has no regrets about bearing it all, and I don't either, J-Law.
No.
We're going to get into this after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back, y'all. Okay, so Jennifer Lawrence's raunchy new comedy, No Hard Feelings, opened this past weekend, and one scene that's getting a lot of attention is her nude scene. After skinny dipping with co-star Andrew Bart Feldman, J-Law fights off people trying to steal their clothes, and we're talking full frontal, y'all. But she wasn't worried about the birthday suit moment. She said, everyone in my life and my team is doing the right thing and going, you know, are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? I didn't even have a second thought. It was hilarious to me. What do y'all think about her little new scene?
Yo, I saw it up and down the timeline over the course of the weekend. Mm-hmm. She fights really good naked.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, I was actually impressed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
I might have to catch the matinee now. Like, I volunteer as tribute.
Anybody ever fought naked before, though?
You mean in life? Have you?
No, I can't imagine it. I mean, things are
your voice got real high.
No, I've gotten a beating naked before.
What? What you mean?
You know how, like, the belt, it hurts when you're wet.
Oh, when you were a kid.
Yeah,
you
got when beat I was by a kid, one time, my mom
I thought you said you got beat.
Oh, no, okay. One time, my mama had to make it stick.
Gary, could you do a naked fight scene, Gary?
Yes.
You can?
Yes.
I think it would be so cute, girl, with he and I just fighting, honey, and then the blood pressure rise, mm-hmm. and then I'm just thrown over, and yes. then just, bam,
skin
insertion.
Skin just listening.
That sounds like a good night to me, friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Only time I would see myself fighting naked is if I was in prison. You know what I mean? Like, that's the only way. You know what I mean? Like, there's no other reason to, like, do that.
That's the fantasy.
Okay, well, Jennifer's not done yet. While promoting the movie, she stopped by Watch What Happens Live, and she said she was jealous that Andy Cohen had kissed John Mayer, even though he's more Andy's type. So once they established consent, the two stars locked lips. Oh. Check it out.
Wow.
Thank you.
Did it do anything?
Exciting.
Oh.
I don't know. I feel a way about this.
What do you mean? What? Why?
Who on here could kiss each other and we go viral for it?
Probably you and Tamar.
No, thank you.
Why you said that so quickly?
I'm so straight. Like, I'm beyond straight. Like, I'm real straight.
No, Tamar, you said that a little too quick. I feel a little offended by that. Like, what,
no,
my
you
breath
stank or something? No, your breath don't stink. You always, you know, you look nice. Your teeth look pearly. But I'm not interested. No, thank you.
Okay.
Tamar's got all her side teeth.
No, she do. She fit the criteria.
She's going to church.
She's going to church. Yeah. I'm doing all that.
Maybe during a break.
Yeah.
Not this break.
Oh. All right, y'all. Okay, honey, so it's time for... That's right, baby. And designer Rick Owens, honey, is letting us have it, baby, with his spring-summer 2024 footwear line. Mm.
Child! These strappy boots are just what you need if you broke your foot, twisted your ankle, or you just need some extra support. Mm-hmm. I just use a vinyl hoochie. Get that name. Oh. Call them orthopedic gladiator sandals. And if the regular boot is too boring for you, they also come in a high heel version.
Mm.
What y'all think about these? Y'all like that?
Yes, ma'am.
These are kind of fresh.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people got messed up feet.
I don't know anyone.
Some people got toes.
You got messed up feet?
No, my feet are fine.
Tanner
but I'm
got
saying,
nice toes.
How you know?
Yo,
they ain't never worn those. Oh, no, didn't I tell you?
I know.
They are fraternizing.
I know, baby. You don't think where you're
from. I had told you. I had. Listen.
Some people got bad feet.
Exactly, and you're not one of them, period.
Well, how do you know?
It's a whole secret Facebook group about Tanner's feet.
Yeah.
Didn't I tell y'all he like black women? Oh,
y'all. You can find a lot of things on celebrityfeet.com.
Exactly.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Shondella is definitely kicking in.
Okay.
Sheldonna.
Okay.
She has come for her prize.
Yeah. Our next concerts are wild these days, but you ain't gonna believe the meet and greet Pink just had. We got the details right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
And we're back with Chef Tay-Tay in the building. Now, Tamar, we all saw your cooking tutorial on the gram last night, and we wanted you to share it with our dishettes.
Mm-hmm.
So before we roll the clip, tell fans what they're about to see here.
Well, My man said he wanted some fried fish, and I made it happen for him. So, check it out.
Ooh.
What's happening, everybody? I guess my cooking videos, because I like to cook, and I like to share my meals with people. So, I guess it's going to be for people who have actually jobs and don't, you know, have time to boil and peel potatoes every day. You know what I'm saying? We got 5011 churn. We got 5011 jobs over here. So, you want to see it? Look at it. Do it. If you don't, skip this and put it in there. Together to get this, and then one day that.
Baby.
And it was delicious, too. Mm-hmm.
I would love to be in his place, because he getting a Thanksgiving meal on a Monday evening.
I know!
During Juneteenth month.
Yams in June. Like, I'm, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, somebody got a taste for it. Here I am.
I didn't know you could cook, but I didn't know which one looked the worst out of Portia's struggle chicken and your sweet potatoes.
Oh, no, baby, this is not that. Okay, sweetheart. Let me just set you aside real fast, all right, baby? First of all, there's two things that Tamar does. She sings and she cooks.
Oh, period.
Okay?
And we know who you're going to marry, honey.
Let me hush him up again. Who am I going to marry?
It ain't going to be Leroy.
No, it ain't going to be Leroy. It sure ain't. Hey. You know, he ain't married me for my cooking.
Oh, he sure didn't. He sure didn't, baby.
Tim, our working fans, can fans see more of the Tay Tay Cook Show on you and JR's new YouTube
channel? Yeah, you know, I didn't really mean for it to be a cooking show.
Oh, cooking
shows. Yeah. You know, cooking on TikTok, and, you know, people talk a lot. People talk a lot, okay? And that's why I started cooking with plastic utensils and aluminum stuff and pouring out my fiance's, you know, cheap pots. So I don't know. We'll see. But he can't cook. And if you don't like it, you can always skip. All right.
That should, you know what? That should be the name of the segment.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, moving on. So the Afterlife took the stage with Pink unexpectedly during a recent performance in the UK. While Pink was rocking out to her hit Just Like a Pill, on stage a fan threw a Ziploc bag of her mother's cremated ashes on stage. Y'all, look at this.
This is your mom? I don't know how I feel about this.
Whoa! And the crazy thing is, like, the next line that Pink sang was about, like, life support.
Ooh,
right,
Lord.
After she picked up the dead lady.
What?
Yeah.
Man, you don't do too much. They too free out here.
Yeah. We got to stop throwing things on stage.
Yeah.
We stop
concerts.
This.
Yeah. You know what, though? Because I'm a chaotic person. I would have loved for Pink to do like what LeBron used to do at the beginning of games.
Clap the smoke.
Baby, I would have took them ashes out and
that's disgusting.
Oh, send grandma out to the crowd. Boom.
All right, y'all. Up next, honey, Kim Kardashian says a vodka a day kept Kris Jenner, honey, sane while raising a Kardashian Jenner clan, honey. We'll get into that after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, y'all, parenting can be hard, but Miss Kris Jenner might have a solution for you.
Ooh.
Y'all, Kim recently revealed during a Vogue Italia interview that her mother's secret to raising 6 children was a glass of vodka every day. So shady. Kim praised her mother for raising 6 children with 6 big personalities and says she has so much respect for her parents now and she can't believe what her mom went through. So what do y'all think? Y'all think that vodka is the key to success?
No.
I think it varies on, like, you know, like, your ethnicity.
Yeah.
Who you are and how you choose to cope. Like, vodka probably wouldn't have been my go-to, but, you know.
There's definitely some switches and definitely some alcohol around our house growing up a little bit.
You had switches?
Oh, for sure.
Shondella's light-skinned.
Yes,
Sheldana.
She is.
This man here is a very mixed light-skinned man.
Yeah. HK, you got kids. What do you do?
It's crazy because, like, you know, when I was growing up, like, my dad used to smoke a lot of weed, and in the back of my mind, he'd be like, yo, why you smoke weed? You got kids. And I realized that he smokes weed because he has kids.
Okay, which Kardashian do you think drove Kris the crazy?
I don't know. I think it might be Khloe. Khloe
really?
Looked like she gave her mom a hell. Yay!
And she reminded her the most of OJ, probably.
Wow.
And she probably had Rob go get the vodka for you. Rob, go get mother's milk. Yeah. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Looking for more than just pain relief? at Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.